Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, and thank you for joining us at the Cruzy Sisters International Internet Radio Show. Joining me today is my sister and co-host, image consultant, and spa owner, Debbie, and our local girlfriend's Bible teacher and sister in Christ, Tammy Salt. I'm Mrs. U.S. 2002 life coach and youth pastor, Tammy Cruzy. May you be inspired, uplifted, and reminded that you are worth more than diamonds. Now with some special music by our creative audio producer, Tammy Moe. Sandra Wilkinson, our floor director, will now connect you live to our studio audience just north of Seattle, Washington, at the group we call Girlfriends.
Good evening, girlfriends.
Good evening.
We want to welcome you to the Cruzy Sisters International Internet Radio Show. We are live here just north of Seattle, Washington. If my friends that I just met a few minutes ago are listening, I want to welcome you and say you live close enough to come see us live here at 1 West Casino Road in Everett, Washington. So thank you for joining us. We're going to open in prayer tonight, and we want to welcome our audience wherever you're listening, at whatever time of day or night, in whatever part of the world you're at this evening. Lord, we just pray that you'd be with our time. We pray that you would bless our speaker, Pam, with us tonight. Pray that you would anoint her with your words and your encouragement from your words. We just thank you for that. What a wonderful God that you are, and you just want what's good for our lives, God. We thank you that you are the way, the truth, and the life. We thank you for all that you are, and we thank you for loving us for all that we're not. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, I'm excited to have just a wonderful friend of mine, Tammy Wimbish, I know her as. This is her lovely mother, Pam, and I want her to kind of tell us a little bit about the ministry that she's done, I believe, in the jails, and also where she's at now. And then I've asked her to bring us words of encouragement from the Word of God tonight. So please help me welcome Pam. Thank you. My name is Pam Wimbish, and I'm a chaplain. I was a chaplain in the jails for over 5 years, and God just really blessed me. He opened me up to His Word. I was one of these kind of Christians that was kind of a worldly Christian, but now I totally have relationship with God, and He's totally changed my life, totally. He's opened me up to the spiritual realm like I never have been before. I realize how real it is. And so right now I teach a Bible study, which is also a church to some people. So it's kind of like a Bible study / church on Thursdays. And we do two sessions right now. I'm teaching one on spiritual warfare. And then the other one is whatever God leads us, wherever He leads us. Right now we're studying what is the Word of God.
Right.
And what does it mean to you? You know, is this thing real or not? Tell me why.
Yeah, so, can you give us the time and location of that, just in case there's people up in the north area that are able to attend?
We are meeting up at the Still Gromish Center, the Senior Center, in Building 2 on the third floor.
And what town is that?
It's in Arlington, and it's at the first meeting is at 1 o'clock, and the second one is at 2 o'clock.
All right, so if you're in Washington State, anywhere close to Arlington on a Thursday, and would like to go hear Pam some more, we would invite you to go there. Yeah, thank you. You can also rewind this, too. Those of you that are listening in our archives didn't quite get where that at. So we would like to hear from you today.
Well, Tammy asked me if I would teach a little bit on discernment. Do you guys know what discernment is?
Yes.
You know, do you know that the Spirit, the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, is inside of you? And that Spirit, when you get that quickening inside of you, that's what it is. And I looked at so many different ways to go with this, and I decided to go in a certain direction with this because so many of us don't realize sometimes when we get that quickening inside of us that that's God trying to direct us, because we will end up – how many of you made mistakes? I mean, I have made mistakes
so
before.
Many.
You know, and especially when I've gotten that quickening and I didn't listen to it. And so I want to share something out of Genesis. This is actually, in Genesis 27, verses 1 through 40, but I'm not going to read the whole thing because of time. I'm going to skip all the way down to, let's say, 17. And she gave the savory meat and the bread, which she had prepared, into the hand of her son Jacob. You know the stories about Jacob and Esau, where he lost his birthright.
Right.
Right? He lost his birthright. So he went to his father and said, "My father," and he said, "Here am I. Who are you, my son?" And Jacob said to his father, "I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done what you told me to do. Now sit up and eat of my game, so that you may proceed to bless me." And then verse 20 it says, "And Isaac said to his son, 'How is it that you have found the game so quickly, my son?' And he said, 'Because the Lord your God caused it to come to me.'" Now this right here in verse 20, you have to know the whole story. Rebekah sends her youngest son out to deceive her husband, because she wanted the blessing to come to her youngest son instead of to the oldest one, to the favorite one. So again, right. So anyway, what the long story short is, here he comes now with the food, and yet Esau gets a quickening. You can tell just from what he says. He says, "How did you get the meat so quickly?" So there's like a check in his spirit already. And then it goes on, well, first of all, I'll read you this. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. Something's not right, and Isaac questioned it. He questioned that. How did you do this so quickly? Then verse 21, but Isaac said to Jacob, come close to me, I beg you, that I may feel you. Why would he do that? I mean, would you do that with your kid? I mean, he's bringing you a meal. Come a little bit closer so I can touch you, you know. He goes, come so I can feel you, my son, and know whether you really are my son, Esau, or not. See, again, there's that quickening. We need to learn to listen to those quickenings that come inside of us because they'll save us from so much trouble. So Isaac still had that something inside of him that tells him things aren't right. Isaiah 58:11 says, the Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. So God's telling us again that he will guide us if we'd listen, if we would just listen. And here God is quickening Isaac, quickening his mortal body that something's just not right. So then verse 22 it says, so Jacob went near to Isaac and his father felt him and said, the voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. So he, again,
relying on his other senses because of his lost eyesight.
Yeah, but he's noticing the difference. Mm-hmm. You know, the arms, if you know the story, he put hair all over his arms so he'd feel like his brother. But he's still knowing something's different. So it's still the sound. Your voice doesn't sound right. There's something not right here. There's something not right. You sound like Jacob. The voice isn't right, but the hands seem to be right. So how many times do we end up getting deceived because of that? You know, there's two circumstances going on at the same time, but we're so willing to lean over to the natural instead of the spiritual of what God's trying to tell us here. In John 10:27, it says, the sheep that are my own hear and listen to my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Then verse 23, it says, he could not identify him because his hands were hairy like his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. But he said, are you really my son? In verse 24. Now see, we've got four times now he's got a quickening. God's warning him. You know, when God says he's given us each a discerning spirit, it's something that we all have, whether we yield to it or not. And the more that we yield to it, the sharper it will get. But we have to be willing to step out and yield to it. I know that there's probably some of you whose kids are on drugs. You don't even know. And yet you have a quickening. You go, oh, there's something wrong. They just don't look right. Mm-hmm. But we don't listen. And then they tell you, no, I'm fine, Mom. Don't even think that. And you go, okay. And you walk off and leave it. You know, and it's one of those things that we have to learn how to move with what God is showing us inside, that quickening inside of us. John 14:26 says, you will send me the Holy Spirit to teach me all things. See, God's already said he sent you the Holy Spirit. Each one of you that belong to Jesus Christ, God has sent you the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will teach you and guide you into all truth. But the key is that you've got to listen to him.
Yeah.
And you've got to hear his voice because it's hard to hear when especially when we're so busy, right? We're so busy. You know, we're doing so many things in our world that we have children, we're wives, we're mothers, we're caretakers, we have dinners, we have Bible studies, we have preachings, we have all these things on our plate that we have to take care of, but we need to take the time to listen to those quickenings because God says in his word that he will quicken your mortal body.
Mm.
He will quicken your mortal body.
So he kept questioning and obviously kept taking the answer from the same person.
Mm-hmm.
At what point do you go to a mentor or do you pray to God? Or I mean, how do you get past, so you're acknowledging that
mm-hmm.
question, but, you know, he was still accepting the answer from the same person. So what should he have done, do you think?
Yeah, that's a good question because, you know, he wasn't going to someone else for advice. He was going back to his son who was
mm-hmm.
deceiving him.
Mm-hmm. And so what do you think? The Word of God tells us that there's wisdom in a multitude of counselors.
Yeah.
Right. So if we have a situation where we don't have to make a decision like that, I believe that God wants us to reach out to each other and ask, say, well, what do you think of this situation? How do you think we should handle it? I keep getting this quickening inside of me. See, these quickenings can talk to us about anything. And this is such a good story because it literally shows, and he speaks it out of his mouth. I mean, he says, this isn't right. You sound like, you know.
And don't you think that in that situation, you're still getting a quickening? It's God telling you it's not right? It's working.
Something's wrong with
many,
the story.
Many warnings there.
But don't you think that he should have listened to that?
Yeah,
but that's
yeah.
the whole thing. How many times do we do that?
Never.
Oh, yeah. Like a split second, even in the natural realm, people will tell you, don't do it. Don't do a decision on the split second, because if you have to do that, then you will make the wrong one. Especially as women, you know, we are emotional creatures, and we'll move with emotions more than move with the fast, more than we'll move with the quickening of the Holy Spirit. And it really is a training ground. God says he sends you the Holy Spirit. He says he'll quicken your mortal body, but you need to stop and listen. And if you don't hear from God, I mean, I just preached at the Lighthouse last Sunday about peace being the umpire of your soul, and how peace is literally the umpire of your soul. That means peace is going to call the shots. So if I don't have a peace about something, then I better not be doing it.
I love that, Pam, too. Sorry for interrupting, but if we allow peace to call the shots and be the umpire in everything we do, because my next series I'm starting with youth group is how to build bridges and not walls in relationships. And if we say peace, peace is calling this out. Is that something peaceful to do? I think Tammy and I talked on the phone just yesterday about a situation where I don't want peace here because this really ticks me off. But yet if peace is calling the shots and you're like, wait a minute, did you invite Christ into this conversation before you decided what to say and put him at his right place in your life and in your words, how different would each conversation be if he was invited to sit right there?
The whole thing with peace, though, is you got to realize that Jesus is peace, and he's the umpire of our soul. And so if he's the one calling the shots, peace calls the shots, which is Jesus calling the shots for us.
Yeah.
But he also says that we can have peace in the midst of a storm. So that tells me that all hell can be breaking loose everywhere around me.
Yeah.
And as long as I'm listening to the quickening inside of me and I listen to the peace, I can walk through that.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that I don't get angry. It doesn't mean that I don't get upset. It means that I'm listening to the Holy Spirit. And I'll back off if I need to back off, and I'll push forward if I need to push forward. And we have to realize that this is part of life, and God wants he's given us everything in his word to be able to live that life. He wants us to walk in peace. And that whole analogy, I use the analogy about peace being the empire of your soul. That's what it says in the Amplified Bible. But, really, when you think about what is an umpire, you know, what is an umpire? I mean, I was sharing with them about the Seahawks championship. I don't know if you all watched that or not, but it was so exciting, you know, and you all got mad, and here the umpire is calling these shots, and you don't want to call those shots.
Right, right.
You're getting all upset. You know, but the umpire is the one who calls the shots.
And he's the one you care about what you're doing, how you're playing it.
Yeah.
You know, even though you're in a team with somebody else, who you're really caring about is what the umpire sees.
Mm-hmm. And he's the one who will tell you, you know what, you messed up, you're out for a while.
Yeah.
You're out. So, and we have to realize that God, that when he tells us that he will quicken our mortal body, we know when we're doing wrong.
Right.
We do. You know, we can say, well, I didn't know, but really deep down somewhere there was a quickening because God doesn't lie. because he says he's going to quicken us. So somewhere deep down, there's something, whether we want to, like you said a minute ago, we don't want peace in this situation.
Right.
Let me yell and scream for a while, and then I'll go back to peace. You know?
I did.
I think we've all been there.
By the way,
me.
I did.
So you think that we can have hardened hearts and like with Pharaoh, you know, our hearts can be hard, and we can just ignore that quickening or... And we have to really teach ourselves to feel that and listen to that again as we build a relationship back when we
I believe that when we get hardened hearts, it's because we weren't listening, because we weren't being obedient, because we didn't want to hear it. There was times I remember a time when my kids were young and I was just became a Christian. Now I'm in the sanctuary and stuff. The pastor preached on this sermon about not letting the sun go down on your wrath. Well, I got mad at my husband that day, and boy, I tell you, I could stay mad for a couple weeks. I mean, I do what I had to do, but I ain't talking to you, you know.
Yep.
And all I could hear was, don't let your son go down in your lap, Pam.
Oh.
Like, I don't want to hear that. Okay, I'm going to wait till just before it's
okay.
Then I'll go in and apologize, right? So I waited and waited because it was so hard. It was so hard when you're learning how to walk with the Lord. But He will bless you. And He will carry you through, and He'll help you to be able to overcome all those obstacles. See, the thing is with listening to God and listening to the quickening, you'll get out of the mess you're in. He'll show you. And I do believe that we get hard hearts from not wanting to hear.
Exactly. I think that's exactly it. Because I was just the other day, and this is embarrassing to say, but I did something very wrong. And the guilt that keeps going over me is driving me insane, and I actually, but the only way to deal with it is to, like, go to Lisa at Smart and say, this is what I did. You know, it wasn't intentional, but the point is I still did it, and it's going to cause a rift in our relationship, and I don't want to do it, so I just want Jesus to stop telling me about it. Just shut up. Leave me alone. Stop it. I know I was wrong. Leave me alone. Jesus, leave me alone. No, so I can harden my heart and just say I'm done. Or I could go destroy my relationship.
But see, even that He gives us an answer in His Word. He tells us if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He even says in the Word, He says that if the enemy would come and accuse us, then we just need to agree with him, confess, and move on. Because we are guilty. You're right, we're guilty. So instead of arguing with him and carrying on and on about it, just say, okay, you're right. I did do this. And yes, I was horrible. Maybe I am horrible, but God's forgiven me. I'm forgiven by the blood of the Lord. He died so I can. He says he's faithful and just to forgive us. You know, that's awesome. It doesn't matter what we've done. No matter what, repentance to me is the number one key to anything. It's going to get you out of every mess, every situation, as long as you're willing to repent before the Lord. It's just awesome. But God tells us in His Word over and over again, He tells us that in this whole, if you read the whole chapter of in this story, you'll see there's like five times that He got a quickening that this wasn't my son. Five times He knew something just wasn't right. Do you know, even today, sometimes I could be doing something and I'll get a quickening. But most of the time now it's to pray for somebody. Sometimes it's like, oh, pray for your grandson. Pray for him right now. Or pray for so-and-so. And I'm learning to listen, but it takes that practice of just, okay, God. And it doesn't mean I have to fall on my face and spend hours. It just means, Lord, apply the blood over them right now in Jesus' name. Protect them. Keep them safe in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
And then you get up and you move on, and he'll quicken you again. See, the quickening, to have that discernment, like I said, we could have went so many different areas, but I really felt like this was where we needed to be today, is to realize that God's given us a quickening. He's quickening our mortal body. We know when something's wrong. I'm sure that if I asked you guys, have you ever woken up in the middle of the night and you just knew something was just not right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you come to find out, geez, I should have done something.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's that quickening. So God's given it. It's a gift from Him. Actually, I was reading, when I was going in a different direction, I was reading some scriptures this morning about how He's given us a spirit of discernment. A spirit of discernment. there's many ways that this can go. In our in the group that I'm in, we walk in words of knowledge, and sometimes we call out those words of knowledge, and it's amazing. And that's a discernment. It's like sometimes I'll be preaching, and right in the middle of the preaching, I'll go, okay, somebody has a horrid headache, and we'll have two or three people raise their hand. Or somebody's back is hurting really bad. You know, and but the thing is that that's another form of discernment. But it's learning how to listen to those things, and it brings us into a whole different realm, and it brings us to victory because God wants you to walk in victory. I don't know if you feel defeated, but God, His plan for you in Jeremiah 29:11 is good. It's a good plan. It's not evil. It's a good plan. But yet sometimes we can't even see past the fog that's in front of us. We can't see past it. We look out there and all we see is the same old, same old, same old all the time, right? Mm-hmm. But God's given us, He says He's got a good plan. He's planned to prosper you. He says that even as your soul prospers, He wants to bless you, you know, as our soul prospers. But we have to be willing to listen. And this is such a good story in the Bible of that quickening because it literally spells it. I mean, He literally asked the questions, are you my son? Let me smell you. Come here. You, I want to see if you smell like my son. We have one son that's a hunter and one that's not. Do you smell like the outdoors or whatever the other one did? I don't know. But, you know, he did that because he had the quickening. But we're paying for his mistakes even today. Even today we're paying for them. Because of him blessing the wrong son, we had the tribe split.
Yeah.
And now we're still paying for it. But you see how important it is to listen to the quickening of the Holy Spirit, to listen to the discernment, because you serve a God that loves you enough to talk to you. He loves you enough to let you know when you're going into danger. I mean, I can remember times when He's told me to turn off the freeway, and then if there was an accident, or He's told me to go down certain streets, and I avoided backup. You know, it's just the discernment. You know, I can go on and on of all the different times that He's quickened us, but again, the biggest thing is for you to listen. You have to listen. And God said that we can stir up that gift. He said we can stir up that gift. We can stir up the gift of discernment in each one of you. We can pray and ask God that He would start stirring it up. But your job would be to listen to it. To listen to it. Because if you don't listen to it, again, the less you hear. You know, it's just like a kid, you know, you got a little kid, you call them and you call them and you call them and they never come. They might come the first time, but after a while, it's just, Mom, they don't want to listen anymore. Pretty soon, they don't listen at all. You have to scream and yell before they listen, and that's what we become. You know, we do that with God because He tells us how many times has He quickened you to pray for your neighbor, you know, pray for your sister, but you're too afraid. So again, it's that discernment and listening, and you will hear it. You'll hear it.
My mom did that when Becky lived in Texas, remember?
I remember that.
And she had that, just what you're saying, in the middle of the night she'd get woke up and she would have a impression or quickening to pray for our family.
Mm-hmm.
And so she started praying.
Well, we have run out of studio time this week, but we want to say thank you for joining us. We never close out a service or a program without giving people the opportunity accepting Christ as their personal Savior. It's as easy as ABC. A, acknowledge you're a sinner. B, believe Christ died for you. And C, confess Him openly. That's all Christ asked us to do. You can repeat a simple prayer like this. Dear Jesus, I believe that You died for my sins. Please forgive me of them now. Please come into my heart and my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer today, we would be honored to know. Please call us at Cruzy Brothers main office, 1-800-800-6121. That's 1-800-800-6121. And we would be honored to talk to you. We want to thank you for joining us today. Our sponsors at the Cruzy Brothers World Outreach, celebrating over 40 years on consecutive television and radio. Our executive director, Reverend Stanley Rowe, and we want to thank our floor directors, Sandra Wilkinson. Until next time, May God richly bless you.